For the epistle of today's Mass, the third Sunday after Easter, it is taken from 1 Peter chapter 2. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims to refrain yourselves from carnal desires, which war against the soul, having your conversation among good among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by the good works which they shall behold in you, glorify God in the day of visitation. Be you subject, therefore, to every human creature of God's sake, whether it be to the king as excelling, or to governors as sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, or for the praise of the good. For so is the will of God, that by doing well you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free and not as making liberty a cloak of malice, but as a servant of God. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. For this is thanks worthy in Christ Jesus our Lord. The gospel is taken from St. John chapter 16. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "A little while, and I shall not see you, and again a little while, and you shall see me, because I go to the Father." Then some of his disciples said one to another, "What is this that he said to us? A little while, and you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me, because I go to the Father." They said, therefore, "What is this that he says? A little while. We know not what he speaks." And Jesus knew that they had in mind to ask him, and he said to them, "Of this do you inquire among yourselves, because I said, 'A little while, and you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me.' Amen, amen, I say to you, that you shall lament and weep, because the world shall rejoice, and you shall be made sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in labor, hath sorrow because her hour is come. But when she hath brought forth a child, she remembers no more the anguish, for joy that a man is born into the world. So also you now indeed have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man shall take from you." Thus are the words of the Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. As good Catholics, right now, during this Easter season, you're rejoicing. Also, as good Catholics, during Lent, you fasted, you abstained, you did penance. These are good qualities that you must be commended for. But let us not be stuck with the letter of the law. During Easter, we rejoice because the penance, the Lenten fast, is over. But we do not want to just feast on food and drink. We want to feast, we want to consume something different. And this consummation must be of the Word of God. Let us consume the epistle and the gospel of today's Mass. Let us feast on it, in commemoration of the Paschal candle that burns in the sanctuary during Paschal time. The wax is consumed by the flame, and the fruit of that consummation is light, is warmth, is glory. So let us make for ourselves this Easter season this light, this warmth, this glory by consuming today's epistle and gospel. We will do so by looking at a certain historical fact, an account that all of you can relate to. I will give to you it now. One evening, an abbot of a monastery came to one of his monks and asked him the following question: "What work have you done today?" The young monk responded to his abbot, "Oh, I had so much to do today, just as every day, that I got through it only by the grace of God." Every day I have to guard 2 falcons. I have to hold back 2 deer. I have to compel 2 hawks. I have to hold a worm in check. I have to restrain a bear. And I have to nurse and protect a patient. The abbot laughed at this monk and said, "Nothing of the sort do we have to do at this monastery. What are you speaking of?" And the monk went to explain. We have to apply it to today's gospel. Our Lord is speaking to the apostles, to his disciples. "A little while and you shall not see me. And again a little while and you shall see me." All of these words for the disciples and the apostles are confusing. They do not understand. And what does God have to do but explain? But he explains by a great word of Scripture. And so go to the gospel of today's Mass. And the most important part is prefaced by "Amen, amen, I say to you." Amen, amen, duco vobis. In the gospel, whenever you have a double amen, is when God is going to give the punchline. What does our Lord say today? "Amen, amen, I say to you, you shall lament and weep, but the world shall rejoice. You shall be made sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy." This is the crux of the matter. This is what the young monk wanted to explain to us. What are these animals that he speaks of? Who are these falcons? The 2 falcons that the monk has to guard. These falcons are his eyes. The eyes of a falcon are very, very acute. They can go up into the heights and see the sun and not be blinded. The falcon's eyes are our eyes. He has to guard them. Guard them against what? He has to guard them, just like us, against the world, the flesh, and the devil. It is a question of the custody of our eyes. This young monk had to do what you must do, is to guard his eyes. He has to hold back 2 deer. What in us are the deer? What is the deer known for but to run, to leap, to jump fences? The deer are our legs, the 2 things that walk and traverse from place to place. How does he have to hold them back? He has to keep them from walking to sin. You walk to the store and steal 2 packs of gum. Your legs, the deer, have done it. They've walked you to the store to steal what you want. These legs must be restrained and held back from leading you to sin. The monk has to compel 2 hawks. What is a hawk known for but swooping down into the field and taking that mouse and consuming it at will? The hawk are those great claws, our hands. Our hands sin by stealing, by bad actions. These hawks must be compelled not to do evil, but to do good. You can do much with your hands, good works, charitable works, which can help you override much of your faults. He has to hold a worm in check, and this is what all of the students of the academy will remember, the worm. What is the worm? It is something that slips away from us. It swivels. You never know where the mouth, the eyes are. You never know what will come next. That is what we call the tongue. It gets away from us. It slips through our hands because it's so slimy. That is a worm. That is our tongue. We have to hold back. We have to keep that worm in check by trying to keep away from vainglorious speech, from improper language. This is the worm. The monk had to restrain a bear. Where's the bear in us? What represents courage? What represents audacity? What is desirous? What consumes but our heart? The heart is a symbol of love, of desire, of courage. The heart must be restrained from improper love, from desires of the world, the flesh, and the devil, from vanity, from self-love. Restrain the heart. And lastly, the monk will say he has to nurse and protect a patient. Who is this patient? It's your whole body. The body as a whole must be nursed, must be cared for, must be protected from the world, the flesh, and the devil. This is the question of trying to keep away from sensuality, from carnal pleasures. This is a lot. This is what the abbot did not understand. His monk was trying to perfect his soul within a monastery. All of you, dear faithful, don't live in a monastery. If this monk had to keep his falcons, his hawks, his bear, his worm, his deer in check, how much more you, dear faithful? This is our daily duty. This is what we must understand from today's gospel. It is harder than you think, but yet there is a great reward. God says in the gospel, the world will rejoice. You will weep and lament. This is what will happen. You have to curb your passions. The world uses them at will. The world rejoices because they have no authority. They have no restraint upon their passions. The world does rejoice. And if you rejoice on the same level, you will weep and lament for eternity. But if you weep and repent now, God says, you will rejoice later on. And this goes back to the epistle of today's Mass. The epistle speaks of trying not to desire carnal pleasures. St. Peter says, I beseech you, dear pilgrims, refrain yourselves from carnal desires, which war against the soul. You have to battle constantly these passions, this weak human nature that all of us are born with. We have to conquer. We have to submit ourselves to the authority, as once again it says, be ye subject, therefore, to every human creature for God's sake. Subject yourself to your will. Your will must be the authority in your body. And this goes back to a great axiom of a well-known bishop, Bishop Toth. He says that every virtue requires self-control. Virtue of purity, virtue of fortitude, virtue, whatever you want, must be brought into subjection to the authority, must be controlled. Let us now try to accomplish this mission at hand, our eternal salvation. Let us work on it day by day by trying to ask the question of the abbot. You are both the abbot and the monk, two in one. Every night ask yourself, what work have you done? Answer with the monk, by the grace of God, I have kept my eyes in check, my deer from going wild, my legs, my worm from getting away from me, the hawks compelling them to do good, and my bear, my heart is restrained, and my patient is well because I've nursed it and protected it. Dear faithful, examine yourselves every night. How have you done? With your falcons, with your hawks, with your bear, with your deer, with your worm. These are your pets. You can't get rid of them. Use them well. This daily examination of conscience is something we must all practice day in and day out, especially as we encompass ourselves into this summer season when the carnal desires will be at their top. The world, the flesh, and the devil are going to be at their best. Examine yourselves now on how you're trying to control the different passions that you have. If you control them now, you will rejoice forever. I commend to you the Blessed Virgin Mary. I commend you to her. Give yourself to the mediations of all graces. She will give you actual grace to accomplish this duty. She will give you the motivations, the inspirations to examine yourself, to make progress. She will understand what to do. If you are not understanding what you must, take counsel from her, take counsel from a priest. Do not take counsel from the world, the flesh, or the devil. She wept once, she now rejoices. You can weep now and rejoice with her. So let us weep, although it be Paschal time. Let us weep now by consuming this gospel and epistle so that we can all rejoice in heaven forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.